U.S. college students get Google Gemini's Pro plan free for 1 year and use the best model in the world for multimodal understanding. So whether you're uploading a video to get feedback on your presentation, uploading a photo of your homework to ask for extra help, or transcribing notes from a lecture you missed, Gemini 3 Pro can help. I'm honestly so happy and excited for all the college students out there because I wish this was around back when I was in school. This is such a game changer and so useful. I'm honestly a little jealous. So if you want to try it out, sign up to get more access to Google's most accurate model, Gemini 3 Pro. Unlimited image uploads, pro-level image editing, higher limits in Notebook LM, Gemini in Gmail and Docs, 2 terabytes of storage, and more. All you have to do is visit gemini.google/students to learn more and sign up. Terms apply.
If you run a Shopify store, listen up. Shopify's got you covered for selling, but when your shipping volume grows and you're juggling multiple plugins just to get orders out the door, you need tools that can keep up. Stop duct taping your shipping workflow and use the tools that work better together, like Shopify and ShipStation. Think of ShipStation as Shopify's dedicated shipping partner. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels to save you time and money by automating the entire order fulfillment process, from syncing your orders all the way through inventory management and returns. Automate the rate browser to select the lowest rates on shipments, with discounts up to 90% off major carriers like USPS, UPS, and FedEx. No wonder businesses that use ShipStation grow 3 times faster on average and ship 15 times more orders. See how ShipStation can help you scale and boost your Shopify sales. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
U.S. college students get Google Gemini's Pro plan free for 1 year and use the best model in the world for multimodal understanding. So whether you're uploading a video to get feedback on your presentation, uploading a photo of your homework to ask for extra help, or transcribing notes from a lecture you missed, Gemini 3 Pro can help. I'm honestly so happy and excited for all the college students out there because I wish this was around back when I was in school. This is such a game changer and so useful. I'm honestly a little jealous. So if you want to try it out, sign up to get more access to Google's most accurate model, Gemini 3 Pro. Unlimited image uploads, pro-level image editing, higher limits in Notebook LM, Gemini in Gmail and Docs, 2 terabytes of storage, and more. All you have to do is visit gemini.google/students to learn more and sign up. Terms apply.
If you run a Shopify store, listen up. Shopify's got you covered for selling, but when your shipping volume grows and you're juggling multiple plugins just to get orders out the door, you need tools that can keep up. Stop duct taping your shipping workflow and use the tools that work better together, like Shopify and ShipStation. Think of ShipStation as Shopify's dedicated shipping partner. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels to save you time and money by automating the entire order fulfillment process, from syncing your orders all the way through inventory management and returns. Automate the rate browser to select the lowest rates on shipments, with discounts up to 90% off major carriers like USPS, UPS, and FedEx. No wonder businesses that use ShipStation grow 3 times faster on average and ship 15 times more orders. See how ShipStation can help you scale and boost your Shopify sales. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
This is The Big Breakdown, a long look back at some of the biggest stories we're covering for you at the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today. This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. Here now, Tony Bruschi.
Ever wonder what would happen if you died and no one mourned? In fact, you actually had a cacophony of people that you didn't know in your own town and across the country and the world cheering, celebrating your demise? It's a weird thought. Probably what would happen if this fucker kicked it. That'd be a weird thing to go through life feeling. But based on the decisions that he's made, I gotta say, understandable. A doctor told one of the girls that he victimized that she was 30 seconds away from dying. 30 seconds. That's how long it would have taken for Jesse Mack Butler to cross the line from convicted sex offender to killer. He strangled her until she went unconscious, and when she came to, she needed surgery to repair the damage to her neck. She'll carry that scar for the rest of her life. Jesse faced 78 years in prison, and guess what? He got community service, because that's how it works in Stillwater, Oklahoma, apparently. When your dad's the one of the former heads at OSU's football program, and the DA and the judge apparently have their heads so deep into your family's ass or the sand. One of the two, I'm not quite sure, because if you're fully aware and paying attention to what's going on around you, no reasonable person would go, youthful offender, let's give him a second chance. Oh, there's a pattern here. It's not just one girl. It's two girls that he strangled nearly to death while violently assaulting them. And by the way, women, females, are the ones who are behind the architecture of this agreement, this choice to let him walk free. That makes it even weirder to me. Well, since the justice system couldn't do its job, everyone else will. And social media is doing a wonderful job of letting everyone know who this guy is, what he looks like, where he's from. And we'll all just keep doing it. Because the reality is, folks like him, we just can't have him around. And the law was supposed to do that, but it didn't. So, public shaming it is, I guess. And it's not like we're making any, we're just talking about what happened. And if your reaction is, what the fuck, you're not alone. The only people who seem to think differently would be, you know, mommy, who was standing at the porch. You've probably all seen the video when he's getting arrested. Okay, well, daddy's going to come. He's going to be here soon. And no one knows about this. No one knows. That was my favorite line during the arrest. No one knows about. Oh, I bet you wish no one knew about this. I bet you wish that you were on the pill. Or now took a coat hanger after you found out that you were pregnant with this piece of shit. And said, "Diz, because you certainly got Rosemary's baby. Congratulations." But the thing is, with characters like that, when they come out, you know, they're they don't always present like the devil, like Rosemary's baby. They present very differently. And the families of the people he victimized also had very different impressions at first as well. And of course, this is my opinion. He's, you know, he's been charged. He's, things have landed where they've landed now. Pled the no contest. Got his community service. By the time he turns 19, all of this will be erased off of his record. But again, like at the end of the day, I said, it's a weird way to go through life, knowing that when you eventually die, wherever that is, however that is, old age maybe, I don't know, no one will mourn you. People will breathe a sigh of relief knowing that you are no longer sharing the oxygen of the same planet they inhabit. That's what will happen, Jesse, when that day eventually comes for you. Just know that. Know that deep in your heart. It's coming someday. We're all going. I'm in no way saying it, you know, something should happen, you know, before you live it out. But no one will miss you. Not one person. People will celebrate. And I would actually probably watch your gravesite a little bit too, or have your kids when you have them. Maybe, hopefully you don't ever have them, but if you do ever have them, you might want to make a note, hey, you know, people might try to deface this shit. And you think, well, that's a long ways from now. Maybe it is. Maybe it's decades down the road. But trust me, no one will ever forget you. You'll always be remembered. You'll always be in people's hearts. Even if it is those compartments of hatred in people's hearts, you'll still have a place. Because you went from 78 years in prison to community service. So there are consequences for that. You get your freedom in a world that despises you. Good luck. And now for the first time, the parents of his victims are speaking publicly about what the 18-year-old from Stillwater, Oklahoma did to their daughters and what the justice system failed to do about it. Here's how it starts. Teenage girl gets her first boyfriend. He's charming. He's from a good family. Brings her flowers and her favorite tea. He takes her to the country club to play golf, to play pickleball. He goes to church with her family. Seems like a great guy, right? The pattern of charm followed by escalating violence is what experts call grooming behavior. And according to court documents and police affidavits, that is exactly what happened here. As we go through this story, give me your thoughts in the comment section on YouTube. I would love to see them. And so would the rest of the world. And by the way, when you comment, more people see our story, more people learn about this lovely human being. So please do comment away. And while you're at it, wouldn't mind a review there on Apple Podcasts. Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi is the name of our program. If you don't mind, leave us a nice little review there. We put a lot of work into our reporting and the 5 seconds it takes to leave that. Extremely powerful. And we appreciate it. He was wonderful. He was so nice. Yvonne Sweeney told Oklahoma Watch. Sweeney's daughter, identified in court documents as KS, was 16 years old when she started dating Jesse Butler in March of 24. His father, Austin, echoed the sentiments in an interview with ABC's Nightline. He seemed very kind, and he seemed like a gentleman to me. Yeah. The parents of Butler's other victim tells a nearly identical story. This makes this case so enraging. There's a pattern of behavior here. It's not just one. There's two, at least two that are speaking. God knows what other reign of terror this monster rained down on other people. The mother of the second victim, identified as LS, said Butler made a great first impression. Amber Selvey watched her daughter begin a relationship with a boy who seemed perfect on paper. And then, according to police affidavits and court documents, everything changed. I'm going to be direct here because the court documents are direct and because these girls deserve to have their experiences taken seriously. According to a police affidavit reviewed by Fox News and multiple Oklahoma outlets, the first victim, identified as LS, dated Butler for about 3 months, started in January 24, and during that time, she reported that Butler repeatedly essayed her and attempted to essay her. When she refused, according to her account, he strangled her. She told investigators Butler threatened to kill her and her family or himself if she told anyone. Wouldn't it be great if he just would have done it himself? That's what I always say about people like this. It's like, as Mel Brooks says, let them. You're a horrible human being. You're threatening to you're strangling me and you're threatening to end it yourself. Go for it, buddy. Go for it. One of those strangulation incidents, according to her victim impact statement, read in court, left her unconscious. Her doctor told her she was nearly 30 seconds away from death. She required surgery on her neck. I need you to remember that what happens to me wasn't only abuse or strangulation. It was nearly attempted murder, she said in that statement. 30 more seconds and this would not be my statement. It would be my mother's because I would not have survived. The second victim, KS, reportedly dated Butler from March through September of 24. According to court documents, she described a similar pattern, coercion, violence, essay. She said she felt she had to comply to avoid being hurt. And here's the detail that should eliminate any question about what kind of person prosecutors were dealing with. According to police, Butler strangled KS until she passed out and recorded himself doing it. It takes a special kind of shitty human being to do that. Investigators reportedly found that video on his phone. You didn't just strangle me with your hands. You strangled my voice, my joy, my ability to feel safe in my own body, one victim wrote in her impact statement. Jesse Butler pled no contest to 11 felony counts, 2 counts of attempted rape in the first degree, and 3 counts of rape by instrumentation, 1 count of sexual battery, 1 count of forcible oral sodomy, 2 counts of domestic assault and battery by strangulation, 1 count of domestic assault and battery, and 1 count of violating a protective order. A no contest plea means the defendant accepts punishment without formally admitting guilt, a strategy often used to limit exposure to potential civil litigation. And the folks in Stillwater said, A-OK, let's do this. Let's protect you from civil litigation. When Butler was arrested in March of 25, he was 17. He was initially charged as an adult. The families believed justice was coming. The girls were brave, said Amber Selvey, mother of LS. They found their voices and were ready to stand up, ready to face it all and tell their stories. Both mothers say their daughters are willing to testify. They wanted to face their abuser in court. They wanted accountability. And guess what? They didn't get it. Instead, according to the families, the Payne County District Attorney's Office struck a deal with Butler's defense team to reclassify him as a youthful offender, a designation under Oklahoma law that treats defendants aged 15 to 17 more lenient than adults, with the possibility of having records sealed or even expunged. You know, it's designed for like petty theft. You know, you steal a candy bar from the 7-Eleven, not SA two women and choke them out, one nearly to death. It wasn't made for that. But when you're an incompetent legend, when you're an incompetent judge or an incompetent DA in Stillwater, Oklahoma, apparently that makes sense. Give him another chance. Let's let him roam free. What could possibly go wrong? I don't know. Let's put him in a room with your children, your daughters, and see how it works out. Oh, you don't? They think that might be somewhat dangerous? Why? Why? Seems like a lovely young man. He'll probably bring flowers before he starts rolling tape. We were completely against the youthful offender status in the beginning, Selvey told Oklahoma Watch. Yvonne Sweeney said that she was sobbing, begging the prosecutor not to accept the deal. Attorney Rachel Busett, who represents one of the victims and her family, says they weren't even consulted. The district attorney's office did not tell my client that they were consenting to it being a youthful offender charge, she told Fox 25. Judge Susan Worthington, remember her name. This dumb bitch granted Butler youthful offender status in July and pled no contest in August. And instead of the 78 years in prison he was facing, here's what Butler got. 150 hours of community service, daily check-ins, a curfew, no social media, weekly counseling sessions, supervision by the Oklahoma Office of Juvenile Affairs until he turns 19 in August of 26. That's it. Community service for this type of crime. It's nothing. Those are the exact words that Austin told Nightline. People get that for minor crimes. If Butler completes his rehabilitation plan, because God knows there's rehabilitation plans for people who have the compulsion to essay their 16-year-old girlfriends and tape it while strangling them nearly to death. Let's do a little program over here. Okay, today it's worksheet day. We're going to do a coloring book, and this might teach you not to do that. You stupid fucks. If Butler completes his rehabilitation plan and stays out of trouble until his 19th birthday, his record gets wiped clean. Well, at least the legal one does. This video, everybody spreading the word, that stays forever. He won't be a registered sex offender either, which means he can move in next to your kids someday. He won't have a conviction on his record. There will be nothing to warn future partners, future employers, future anyone about what he did to two teenage girls. At least not, you know, on the legal record there won't be. There'll be these videos. There'll be lots of them. There already are. Jesse, you're never escaping this. You've already forfeited your future. And a lot of us are going to continue to see to that. Why? Because all we have to do is share what you did. That's it. Nobody has to make anything up about you. Nobody has to tell tall tales or stories or lies. That's the lovely thing about people like you. You just share the truth. And your truth of what you've done will haunt you forever. If he violates the terms of his probation, he faces up to 10 years in prison. The sentence is served concurrently, not the full 78 years that made headlines. And if I were to be giving advice at all right now, you might want to just go do that. You might want to go break a law. Please don't harm anyone, but go steal a candy bar or something and get caught. Because if you go away for the next 10 years, it'll probably shut everybody up. The story will go away. And in 10 years, you can probably move on with your life. If you continue living in your parents' basement, really facing no real consequences for your actions, well, yes, you're going to have freedom, in a sense, but you're also going to have worldwide awareness of who you are and what you've done. A year from now, when he turns 19, there are no consequences, Bussett said. He's not a registered sex offender. He doesn't have a conviction. It's not out there for people to see. Again, in a way, very true. And I'm sure he'll change his name. We'll find it. And we'll let you know what it is. Jesse's father, Jesse Butler's father, is Mac Butler, the former director of football operations at Oklahoma State University from 01 to 04. You must be so proud of your son, sir. I hope not. Now would be the time, considering he's 18, to say, get the fuck out of my basement. You are not a part of this family anymore. You are not what I represent. You're not human. It's okay to disown your kids if they do horrible shit like this, by the way. It is. It's totally fine. More people need to do it. OSU is located in Stillwater, the same small Oklahoma town where Jesse Butler committed these crimes against two of his high school classmates. Judge Susan Worthington, who granted Butler youthful offender status, earned two bachelor's degrees from Oklahoma State University. Is there a connection? Did family influence play a role in how this case was handled? Well, there's no evidence of direct improper decisions being made here, but the optics are troubling and the families have been clear about their suspicions. Even after the allegations were reported to school officials, according to Sweeney, Stillwater High School kept her daughter in the same class as Butler for 2 weeks. Hey, good going, Stillwater High School. Good to see you give a shit about those victims. This ecosystem there is fucked. She believes that decision was influenced by his father's status in the community. Please make this go away. Please make this go away. Please, it's never going away. The DA's office has defended its handling of the case, citing Oklahoma's juvenile justice reforms and the goal of rehabilitation over incarceration. District Attorney Laura Thomas said in a statement that the resolution spared the victims from having to testify and face cross-examination. Well, guess what? Guess what, Laura? That choice was not yours to make. That's a choice for victims to make. And I don't think you're the victim here. But again, Jesse seems to be free. Do you want to rendezvous at the Days Inn for a little bit, see what happens? Would that change your perspective a little bit on victimhood and what these two 16-year-olds are going to live with for the rest of their lives? maybe let them have the choice of whether or not they're going to testify and face that in court. That might have been insanely therapeutic for them to get this out, to face their accuser in court and call him out. But you took that away from him, from them, from those two innocent little girls. Good job. Both mothers say their daughters wanted to testify. They were ready, and that choice was taken from them by District Attorney Laura Thompson. You stupid bitch. It was ripped away from them, Selby said. Completely ripped away. Laura Thompson, Deputy District Attorney, Stillwater, Oklahoma. Just so you know, for your Christmas card list. KS is completing her senior year of high school online now. She doesn't have her high school friends anymore. She won't have a prom picture. She won't walk at graduation. She doesn't want to walk, her mother told Nightline. Her first boyfriend, her first experience with love, and this is what it became. District Attorney Laura Thompson, you can thank, again, for being part of this. You're a fucking woman. You're a female. You should understand this far better than men. What the fuck is wrong with you? That you would make this decision, this horrible, horrible choice to steal away the opportunity for these victims to face their assaulter in court, to call him out. You took that from them. You are no better than this piece of shit. Again, District Attorney Laura Thomas, Stillwater, Oklahoma, for your Christmas card list. KS is, again, she's completing that year of high school online right now. I hope that she tries to date again, her mother said. Right now, she's been too scared. When asked if her daughter's faith in relationships has been shattered, she answered simply, yeah. Then she added the words that should be the headline of every story about this case, love shouldn't hurt. The other victim carries a surgical scar on her neck that will remind her every day of what happened. Her mother, Amber Selvey, has described watching her daughter prove she was a victim over and over again while the system made excuses after excuse for the person who hurt her. Both girls are dealing with trauma that, according to their attorney, will impact every relationship they have for the rest of their lives. Meanwhile, Jesse Butler walked into his court hearing on Monday in a black suit surrounded by his family while protesters outside held signs that read, "No jail, no justice," and "Hold Jesse responsible." As he was leaving, "Why did you rape those girls, Jesse?" one protester shouted as he walked through the metal detector. He didn't answer. So what happens now? On the legal front, attorney Rachel Bousset filed a motion this week arguing that KS's rights under Oklahoma's Victims' Rights Amendment were violated during the plea and sentencing proceedings. She's characterized Butler's current restrictions as slightly more than grounding. State Representative J.J. Humphrey has called the outcome unacceptable and announced plans to petition for a grand jury investigation into how Payne County prosecutors handled the case. If that doesn't set you on fire, your wood's wet, Humphrey told Fox News. A petition on Move On is demanding that the Payne County District Attorneys publicly explain why youthful offender status was granted, commit to barring such status in future cases involving this or multiple victims, and advocate for reform of Oklahoma's youthful offender act statewide. The next court review for Butler is scheduled for April. He remains under supervision until August when he turns 19. If he follows the rules until then, none of this will appear on his record. There's a reason the parents are speaking out now. It's not just about their daughters, it's about yours. These families want other parents to know that intimate partner violence doesn't just happen to adults. It happens to teenagers. It happens what looks like a healthy, normal high school relationship where he brings flowers. It happens when the boy brings flowers and goes to church with the family, too. I hope she'll try again, one mother said of her daughter, because love shouldn't hurt. The signs were there in hindsight. The withdrawal, the behavioral changes, the isolation, these are the warning signs of coercive control, and they can be invisible to parents who trust the charming boy sitting at their dinner table. Jesse Butler's name is now public. His face has been broadcast across national media. Millions of people have watched the body cam footage of his arrest, heard his mother tell him to stay silent, heard her say, "I'll get you out." And she was right. They got him out. But the parents of his victims are making sure the world knows who Jesse Mack Butler is and what he did. Because if the courts won't put him on a registry, they'll make sure his name lives on the internet forever. And so will we. And so will you. Share this. Share this video. Everyone you know. Go to Stillwater, Oklahoma websites. Paste it on their social media. Hey, lovely tire and wheel shop here. By the way, do you know Jesse? Paste. Hey, you got great donuts. Love your place. Paste. Everywhere this fucker turns, everywhere this family's fucker turns, I want them to see shame. Disgust. I want them to feel that every moment of their lives until justice is served for this fucker. So again, Jesse, go steal a candy bar. Please. Go away for 10 years. Do something. Because, trust me, the other side of the world, the freedom side, is one you're not going to want to live in. You probably don't like it right now. And if your parents are telling you, it'll get better. No, it won't. Justice is not being served here right now in the legal sense. But for two families in Stillwater, Oklahoma, it might be the closest thing they're going to get. With your guys' help out there, letting the world know what he did. Jesse, by the way, pled no contest to the charges against him, but did not admit guilt. Attempts by multiple news outlets to reach Butler's attorney, Derek Chance, have been unsuccessful. If you or someone you know has experienced sexual violence, resources are available through the National Sexual Assault Hotline at 1-800-656-4673 or online at RAINN.org. Share this. Let the world know. Let the world know about Lil Jesse.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast. This is Hidden Killers Live with Tony Bruschi, Stacey Cole, and Todd Michaels.
Jesse Butler is who we're talking about. He was arrested. He was charged as an adult. He faced 78 years in prison on 11 felony counts, including SA, attempted SA, and domestic assault by strangulation. Two victims, video evidence, medical records showing injuries so severe one girl needed surgery on her neck, and then something happened. A judge granted youthful offender status. The charges didn't disappear, but the consequences did. Butler walked out with 150 hours of community service, counseling sessions, and supervision until his 19th birthday, which is going to be in August of 26. If he follows the rules until then, his record gets wiped clean. No prison, no registry, nothing. The victim's family say they were never consulted about the plea deal. Their attorneys say both girls were ready to testify. That choice was taken from them. Now protesters surround the courthouse at every hearing. A state lawmaker is demanding a grand jury investigation, and the families are asking a question that doesn't have a good answer. Who exactly did the system protect? To dig into what went wrong and what it signals, Robin Drake is with us, FBI, retired FBI special agent, head of the FBI's behavioral analysis program, and someone who's seen firsthand how institutions either serve justice or fail the people they are supposed to protect. I want to start with this family and the girls. The families have said that the victims here, the ones that were essayed and choked out, one nearly 30 seconds away from death, had to have surgery, will forever have a scar that she gets to look at every day and go, huh, hey, Jesse, too. They wanted to testify.
Yep.
They wanted to face their attacker in court. But the prosecuting attorney and the DA and the judge, they all made this agreement. The victims had zero choice in this matter. And they all said, no, this is going to protect you, so you guys don't have to do that. Hope you're happy. I mean, institutional failure here, wishful thinking, ignorant thinking. What the hell do you think was going on amongst the decision makers here?
I think it's bias. I mean, I hate to say it, but, you know, because it's very subjective when you do things like this, but how can it not be anything but bias? And especially if you have a situation where perception's everything, you know, because if someone perceives something as being unjust, then it's unjust until you can show it's not, and people don't believe it is. And when you actually have to have trust and faith in our organizations, institutions that keep us safe, part of that is our faith in it, which comes from our perceptions. And if the perception is there's a bias because the judge has been there so long that and there's no objectivity here, then that's the reality. And so, And look what it's done to public trust of the institutions, organizations. But what clearly looks to me is bias, because when you look at the law, when you look at recidivism, when you look at all the things that go around this, the judge followed the law, did not follow ethical and moral common sense, I think, mm-hmm. but the law is followed. And she's got a history of doing things like this from other rulings, and she's been called out on it before. And I think – so here's what I think is really telling in this case. And I did some research on this group because I really love the fact that you have an outside organization, CLEAN, which he was referred to for community service, and that's the Cleaning Our Land and Environment. And I thought this was some sort of rehab program or the counseling program. No, this is actually just a community program that actually is about cleaning up let's see, their core mission statement is to empower Oklahoma citizens, preserve and enhance the state's natural beauty while ensuring a healthy, sustainable environment. This is what he's referred to for his community service. They denied him.
I was going to ask, how do I join?
Yes,
so I can find him and show up and be one of the people helping clean up Oklahoma.
So when you think about that, so here's a completely objective organization that stands for exactly what they said. What a great organization, you know, doing right. Volunteers, yeah. I actually looked up their reputation. I looked up their leadership, their voluntary board of directors. They denied accepting him into the program. Because they say he is so think about this. You're a volunteer organization that does this, and you have all these beautiful people come in to help out to clean up. And now you're saying you're going to let this guy in? They knew, based on looking at this case, that people would be afraid to volunteer. It would hurt their image to allow someone like that in. So that does that just says it all right there to me. It's like, listen, the public perception is you made a mistake on the sentencing, because not even such a beautiful organization like this that you want to refer him to for community service will accept him.
Yeah.
But think of the opportunities, Clean Up Oklahoma or whatever it's called. If you just saying you could be out there on the side of the road. You know, this is how, and if this piece of paper that I'm holding right here accidentally blows into the roadway or the oncoming traffic is coming. Jesse, chase it. Don't look both ways. Just chase the paper. Go for it. You know,
that would only happen if the Gunglevs were there.
We're there with Koberger.
Yes.
I don't know. If I was one of these dads, I don't. Yeah, I think I'd be joining that group. Chase the paper, Jesse. Don't that 18 wheeler. He'll stop in time for you.
Think, you know, it'll this is going to be really interesting to watch over the next couple of years. Him, I'm hard pressed to think he's not going to have issues coming up somewhere else. It's coming.
There's going to be leakage.
You know,
I'm excited to watch him grow and mature into a young man.
Let's keep him away from girls.
Let's keep him away from society.
Yeah.
Yeah. Judge Susan Worthington, who granted youthful offender status, she holds 2 degrees from Oklahoma State, where Butler's father worked. There's no direct impropriety that's been proven. The optics are terrible. You were bringing up bias. And I guess my thought on that is, okay, bias. Are you saying bias because they're OSU folks, because they, you know, it's a fairly, the dad's been in the program forever. As far as I know, other than, you know, their lucky little boy here they've had a fairly, you know, good reputation in the community, whatever, you know. Is that the bias? Because they seem like nice folks.
I'm going to give her a lot of benefit of the doubt. I give every human being benefit of the doubt.
Sure.
And here's how I'm going to give her the benefit of the doubt of the bias that she has. I'm not saying it's bias because it's a type of bias where she's doing something wrong or that she sees, you know, any kind of bias that people are typically. I'm thinking that her bias is this. And because this kind of goes to the other cases I saw that she's done this on. Again, there's only been a couple.
Yeah.
I think her bias is that she sees good in all children. And that's a positive bias, but that's the bias that she has. And she thinks that all children can be saved and should be given the opportunity to be saved. I don't think she's actually objective enough to look at this without that lens to see the violence of what actually was done.
But you have more than just the judge here. You have the DA, you have the process. I mean, there was like a group decision here to like.
Yeah. So
any maybe one of them could have said, this is kind of a pattern of behavior here. That's where, like, I get bias, but at the same point, are they just not looking at the charges? I mean, and the video. I mean, it's on video.
It's not like he stole a Snickers looks at this. Bar.
I don't know how anybody looks at this. Bar.
I think you have one powerful judge with a lot of influence, with a lot of time in the community that says, I'd like to see if we could explore this. And again, when fear comes in there, fear for job, fear for all these things, and the judge with 50 years in the area, not on the bench to 50 years, but 50 years as a lawyer in the area, graduate of the area, with a lot of influence in the community, says they want to look at it this way. It becomes confirmation bias in a group because, judge says we can do it. Judge says she wants to do it. It's legal to do.
Why and it's just like, we got other things to worry about here today, too, which, you know, could be part of the thing. I mean, I don't think any of them realized when they were making these choices, hey, this might backfire incredibly on us.
It's just like Delphi. No one thinks it's going to backfire. No one thinks it's going to get the attention it does because and you know why they think that? Because I have reps of doing it before where it didn't. I mean, it's just.
Yeah. I mean, that's true.
Yeah.
One of the comments in our section, and this one really stands out to me, is Gen Z saying dad pulls a lot of weight in that community too. Though remember, he's a coach for football. And if you think of some of these communities.
Was,
correct. These communities and the way they basically life revolves around sports. Like this is ingrained in their culture. This isn't just something that they go to on Friday nights. This is everything. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, you know, what would have happened if this family, if they worked in retail or fast food versus OSU, would this have been different?
Mm-hmm. I think so. I hate saying it, but you know, you don't have the data points on it, but you can envision a world doing a thought experiment where it would have a different outcome.
Yeah.
That's why I think it needs to be removed.
It's kind of the comparison I think I would make is when you're so into something, you really don't want to see it as being awful or bad or something. Mm-hmm. Take Michael Jackson, for example.
Yeah.
Like great music. Innovator, you know, but then you're like, there's a lot of smoke. Granted, he was never convicted, but like there's a lot of smoke over here.
looks like there could be a fire. There's a lot of people with seemingly telling the same story. And, you know, you can go down the road of anybody else. I mean, there's plenty of people who blazed trails, who did great things. And then the other side were like, holy shit, Bill Cosby, R. Kelly. There's a lot of people who had great runs that weren't necessarily looked at as the evil monsters that they are. But, you know, in hindsight, oh, shit. And it took it with all of these people. And there's still today people that don't accept reality on reality's terms for what they likely are or what they've admitted to being. Sort of that same kind of thing when it comes to, you know, your local sports, especially in communities where, like Stacey said, it's life.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
We want to hold people up on pedestals where we can see them as infallible. And because that makes us feel better about ourselves. I mean, and you named so many good ones, but I read so much history, and one of the people that keeps popping up in history that I keep coming across, and I mentioned it a second ago, was Kennedy. You know, JFK, he saved us in the Bay of Pigs. You know, but everything outside of that, he's completely a poor human being. You know, his behaviors, his sexual addiction, you know, Marilyn Monroe cheating on his wife, taking pain pills, popping. I mean, he was a disaster of a human being, you know, but he was so people didn't want to believe it. So they turned the blind eyes. So because we want to hold people like this up on it's Camelot, you know, on pedestal, they called it at the time, you know. So, again, when you see things like that, as a behaviorist, as an observer of human behavior, as a human being, you take a step back and just examine without bias, without saying it's good, bad, or indifferent. Just observe, because your observations at that point can give you the clarity to not judge it as, now granted, this is clearly right or wrong, but to see the data coming in saying, all right, people are saying this. And if someone is saying something either really horrible or really great about someone and it stands out from everything else, you just got to sit back and just really start taking in all of it and getting a clear picture, asking people. And this is really the key on situations like this, asking people that are completely detached from it, sharing all the information you can without your own biases inflicted as great as possible, and ask them what they think. You know, what do you see here? Because this is what we do for each other. It's my wife and I do it for each other and everything. We do it as a team, but this is what we do as human beings. When we are so close to something that we're not going to recognize it for what it is, you have to get an objective opinion on it. And if it stands out from the norm of anything, good, bad, or indifferent, as I said it numerous times, and I'll always say it, is there's no emergency takeoffs. There's no emergency engagements. You know, no one's saying you have to go now. You have to give an answer now. You have to engage someone now. Dude, if you're getting some odd things coming in that are deviating, slow down. Because you know what? If they're that interested in you, they still will be tomorrow. Just take a break and take a second to really think hard about these things. Because in every single one of these cases, that's what happens. And here's the other thing too. Go back to the last episode I was on last week with y'all, if you all are tuning in, and go through that checklist of emotionally intelligent people. Mm-hmm. Because once again, we have a big ass signs from this kid. His EQ was bottomed out zero.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So just stay away from emotionally unintelligent people.
Does it also suck people in more and create a bias in an unconscious bias, I would say, when someone identifies with the entity or the group as part of their own DNA?
Oh, yeah.
For example, like when we're talking about sports here, it's we, even though nobody, the people who are on the team are a group of children. It's not the 48-year-olds and everybody in the stands, but it's a we type thing. So that, and the same with music too. I mean, people start identifying, those songs become the soundtracks to people's lives. They define moments and emotions and times in one's life that becomes part of them. So then having to look at these things that are part of you, there's almost like this transferred guilt, even though you had nothing to do with like being the monster that Jesse Butler is. But if you were to say, you've been saying we all this time on this team, and this guy is part of that institution, then there's that, and nobody wants to admit that maybe something that they're a part of, or that they assign themselves to be a part of, you know, mentally, has something dark going on with it.
Absolutely.
So it's easier just to pretend, no, than, well, let me hear you out.
Yeah, Robert Greene's laws of human nature. We consume information that validates our own self-opinion, and to invalidate it, it goes against who we are and what we believe in. And so, especially when it comes to sports cultures, school cultures, I mean, hell, people make billions of dollars off of sports and marketing of sports and being identified with sports. I mean, think about this. Mm-hmm. If that wasn't true, no one would ever sell a jersey or a baseball hat with a team logo on it. You know, but you want to be – and so – and then if you're part of that nation – you know, you automatically get some automatic implied trust just from the fact that you're wearing a similar baseball hat. I mean, it's even more so if you actually have a little more shared suffering, a little more exclusive club. Me and another fellow Marine, hands down, I'll talk to you for hours on end. Mm-hmm. And you don't, what happens is you don't want to believe something abhorrent by someone on your team, because that's the tribe mentality. Everyone on the tribe. And why? So let's go back to the reason why we have that mentality. In order to survive, ancient tribal man, we have to belong to a tribe. And why do we want to belong to a tribe? Because it made us feel safe. Again, the prime motivator, safety, security, and prosperity. Our tribe made us feel safe. And to say someone on the tribe is unsafe, one, it invalidates our own judgment. And we don't like saying we suck at something. And so we judge someone wrong, and it also makes us feel unsafe, because if that person's bad, who else could be bad? He's probably just fine. So we rationalize away things that might make us feel unsafe or not as good as we thought we were about something. And so we give a hell of a lot of grace to people that don't deserve it because of that mentality. I mean, just look at Koberger. I'm not saying this is exactly what happened at WSU, but he was given so much grace at the university at which he's a teaching assistant, and a horrible one. Horrible. Mm-hmm. I mean, he was horrible as a teaching assistant. Yet they kept giving him a chance, Why? Yeah. He's on staff. He must be okay. Criminal justice. We're all in criminal justice studying together. He must be okay. You see, it's that tribe mentality.
Yeah.
It's a great binder between us. It allows us to evolve beyond the tribe 150, like the chimpanzees.
Yeah.
But it gives too much grace sometimes.
Well, it always works for the people who are higher up in the tribe, and it always has. But the thing is, the also thing about tribal mentality, not just what we're living today, but if we go back in time, there was always people in the tribe that weren't going to be very happy. They were the ones that were getting raped. They were the ones that were getting walked on. They were the ones that were doing the grunt work. It's not just always work your way up and you're going to do better. There's always been those darker parts of the tribe, and you had to accept that as being part of the tribe, because it's better than being eaten by wolves or the Neanderthals outside of the tribe. You would put up with the horrible treatment because, well, they're not killing me at least.
And that's how cults get started.
Yeah.
It's the same exact mentality. The only difference between a good, healthy tribe and a cult is the sexual nature of the leader, abusing people, and doing things for profit at the sacrifice of others. Yeah. Remove those things and you have a tribe. I mean, that's why as soon as you see love bombing, because one of the first things you do when you're forming a cult is you love bomb people into the tribe as you're slowly escalating, you know, the narcissism, self-centeredness of it, and then the trauma bonding that happens because you start slowly making them more and more uncomfortable, but love bombing them on the other side, decreasing the love bombing, increasing the discomfort, and then your discomfort goes into shame. Shame goes into you making them do things that they wouldn't otherwise do to harm others and make profit off of it.
Coming up next on How to Start a Cult, Robin's going to teach us a favorite cult casserole recipe involving cornflakes. That's coming up. Stay tuned.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast.
U.S. college students get Google Gemini's Pro Plan free for 1 year and use the best model in the world for multimodal understanding. So whether you're uploading a video to get feedback on your presentation, uploading a photo of your homework to ask for extra help, or transcribing notes from a lecture you missed, Gemini 3 Pro can help. I'm honestly so happy and excited for all the college students out there, because I wish this was around back when I was in school. This is such a game changer and so useful. I'm honestly a little jealous. So if you want to try it out, sign sign up to get more access to Google's most accurate model, Gemini 3 Pro. Unlimited image uploads, pro-level image editing, higher limits in Notebook LM, Gemini in Gmail and Docs, 2 terabytes of storage, and more. All you have to do is visit gemini.google/students to learn more and sign up. Terms apply.
Running a Shopify store and drowning in shipping chaos? ShipStation can fix this for you. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels with advanced automation, batch processing, and shipping discounts that a single platform just doesn't offer. Like discounts up to 90% off major carriers. See how ShipStation can make shipping for your Shopify store better. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
U.S. college students get Google Gemini's Pro plan free for 1 year and use the best model in the world for multimodal understanding. So whether you're uploading a video to get feedback on your presentation, uploading a photo of your homework to ask for extra help, or transcribing notes from a lecture you missed, Gemini 3 Pro can help. I'm honestly so happy and excited for all the college students out there because I wish this was around back when I was in school. This is such a game changer and so useful. I'm honestly a little jealous. So if you want to try it out, sign up to get more access to Google's most accurate model, Gemini 3 Pro. Unlimited image uploads, pro-level image editing, higher limits in Notebook LM, Gemini in Gmail and Docs, 2 terabytes of storage, and more. All you have to do is visit gemini.google/students to learn more and sign up. Terms apply.
Running a Shopify store and drowning in shipping chaos? ShipStation can fix this for you. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels with advanced automation, batch processing, and shipping discounts that a single platform just doesn't offer. Like discounts up to 90% off major carriers. See how ShipStation can make shipping for your Shopify store better. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
U.S. college students get Google Gemini's Pro plan free for 1 year and use the best model in the world for multimodal understanding. So whether you're uploading a video to get feedback on your presentation, uploading a photo of your homework to ask for extra help, or transcribing notes from a lecture you missed, Gemini 3 Pro can help. I'm honestly so happy and excited for all the college students out there because I wish this was around back when I was in school. This is such a game changer and so useful. I'm honestly a little jealous. So if you want to try it out, sign up to get more access to Google's most accurate model, Gemini 3 Pro. Unlimited image uploads, pro-level image editing, higher limits in Notebook LM, Gemini in Gmail and Docs, 2 terabytes of storage, and more. All you have to do is visit gemini.google/students to learn more and sign up. Terms apply.
If you run a Shopify store, listen up. Shopify has got you covered for selling, but when your shipping volume grows and you're juggling multiple plugins just to get orders out the door, you need tools that can keep up. Stop duct taping your shipping workflow and use the tools that work better together, like Shopify and ShipStation. Think of ShipStation as Shopify's dedicated shipping partner. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels to save you time and money by automating the entire order fulfillment process, from syncing your orders all the way through inventory management and returns. Automate the rate browser to select the lowest rates on shipments, with discounts up to 90% off major carriers like USPS, UPS, and FedEx. No wonder businesses that use ShipStation grow 3 times faster on average and ship 15 times more orders. See how ShipStation can help you scale and boost your Shopify sales. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
U.S. college students get Google Gemini's Pro plan free for 1 year and use the best model in the world for multimodal understanding. So whether you're uploading a video to get feedback on your presentation, uploading a photo of your homework to ask for extra help, or transcribing notes from a lecture you missed, Gemini 3 Pro can help. I'm honestly so happy and excited for all the college students out there because I wish this was around back when I was in school. This is such a game changer and so useful. I'm honestly a little jealous. So if you want to try it out, sign up to get more access to Google's most accurate model, Gemini 3 Pro. Unlimited image uploads, pro-level image editing, higher limits in Notebook LM, Gemini in Gmail and Docs, 2 terabytes of storage, and more. All you have to do is visit gemini.google/students to learn more and sign up. Terms apply.
If you run a Shopify store, listen up. Shopify has got you covered for selling, but when your shipping volume grows and you're juggling multiple plugins just to get orders out the door, you need tools that can keep up. Stop duct taping your shipping workflow and use the tools that work better together, like Shopify and ShipStation. Think of ShipStation as Shopify's dedicated shipping partner. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels to save you time and money by automating the entire order fulfillment process, from syncing your orders all the way through inventory management and returns. Automate the rate browser to select the lowest rates on shipments, with discounts up to 90% off major carriers like USPS, UPS, and FedEx. No wonder businesses that use ShipStation grow 3 times faster on average and ship 15 times more orders. See how ShipStation can help you scale and boost your Shopify sales. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
U.S. college students get Google Gemini's Pro plan free for 1 year and use the best model in the world for multimodal understanding. So whether you're uploading a video to get feedback on your presentation, uploading a photo of your homework to ask for extra help, or transcribing notes from a lecture you missed, Gemini 3 Pro can help. I'm honestly so happy and excited for all the college students out there because I wish this was around back when I was in school. This is such a game changer and so useful. I'm honestly a little jealous. So if you want to try it out, sign up to get more access to Google's most accurate model, Gemini 3 Pro. Unlimited image uploads, pro-level image editing, higher limits in Notebook LM, Gemini in Gmail and Docs, 2 terabytes of storage, and more. All you have to do is visit gemini.google/students to learn more and sign up. Terms apply.
Running a Shopify store and drowning in shipping chaos? ShipStation can fix this for you. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels with advanced automation, batch processing, and shipping discounts that a single platform just doesn't offer. Like discounts up to 90% off major carriers. See how ShipStation can make shipping for your Shopify store better. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
U.S. college students get Google Gemini's Pro plan free for 1 year and use the best model in the world for multimodal understanding. So whether you're uploading a video to get feedback on your presentation, uploading a photo of your homework to ask for extra help, or transcribing notes from a lecture you missed, Gemini 3 Pro can help. I'm honestly so happy and excited for all the college students out there because I wish this was around back when I was in school. This is such a game changer and so useful. I'm honestly a little jealous. So if you want to try it out, sign up to get more access to Google's most accurate model, Gemini 3 Pro. Unlimited image uploads, pro-level image editing, higher limits in Notebook LM, Gemini in Gmail and Docs, 2 terabytes of storage, and more. All you have to do is visit gemini.google/students to learn more and sign up. Terms apply.
If you run a Shopify store, listen up. Shopify's got you covered for selling, but when your shipping volume grows and you're juggling multiple plugins just to get orders out the door, you need tools that can keep up. Stop duct taping your shipping workflow and use the tools that work better together, like Shopify and ShipStation. Think of ShipStation as Shopify's dedicated shipping partner. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels to save you time and money by automating the entire order fulfillment process, from syncing your orders all the way through inventory management and returns. Automate the rate browser to select the lowest rates on shipments, with discounts up to 90% off major carriers like USPS, UPS, and FedEx. No wonder businesses that use ShipStation grow 3 times faster on average and ship 15 times more orders. See how ShipStation can help you scale and boost your Shopify sales. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and 4-piece McNuggets.
It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.